the 23rd, the 24th, sorry, 24th, 25th mantras are very important mantras. You have to memorize. Now comes the most important lesson. Now comes the question, what is that Bhuma? Fine. We understood Bhuma very well. What is the Bhuma? Absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is Bhuma. And Bhuma is happiness. And Bhuma is free from Triputi Bheda. Bhuma is free from time, space, object limitations. Bhuma is of the nature of divisionlessness. Divisionless, limitless, no? All-pervasive reality, Bhuma understood. What is that all-pervasive? What is that which is all-pervasive, timeless, independent, divisionless, difference-free reality? What is that Bhuma? The question comes. Now, if we do not, on the two more factors have to be understood here. We simply, if we stop Bhuma like this, still knowledge is not complete, incomplete. Still duality is there. Division is there. How? We have to yet to account for the Jagat and the Jivaha. We only understood what Bhuma, what is Bhuma we are seeing. There is the two more things. What are the two more things here? One is inert universe. Jada prapanchaha, drishya prapanchaha, the known, the universe which is object of knowledge, which is of the nature of inertness, this inert objective universe is there. Inert objective universe is there. Now, Bhuma, we know, is what? Pure consciousness. We have to understand. Anyway, I'll tell you here. Reality is there, and there is inert objective universe. There is also what now? Jivaha. Isn't it? Conscious Jivaha is there. Inert objective universe also is there. Two more factors. Conscious Jivaha is there. Inert objective universe is there. The two more factors are there. Isn't it? Unless we understand what this universe is, what the Jiva is, then still our knowledge of Bhuma is what? Incomplete knowledge which does not serve any purpose. Understanding Bhuma, what? Nirvikaram, Nirvikalpam, you know, Triputi Bedarahitam, is of no use. So what is this universe? Generally, when you analyze this universe, analysis of this srishtihi, we use what now? Karya karana prakriya we use. Generally, Upanishad, anywhere, whenever we want to understand what this universe is, we use the karya karana prakriya. And the four steps are involved, you know that. Jagate karyam, that is what now? Adhyaropaha. Then from the Jagat, what do you understand? And what is the karanam of the Jagat? Brahma karanam. It's an adhyaropaha. Then afterwards you say what now? Oh, Brahma. Oh, everything is only effect is cause. Effect is only Brahma. When you say it is apavada number one. Then afterwards what now? Once you say though, there is no effect at all, it's only Brahma. When you say it is apavada number two. So karanam is, you negate the effect, negate the causal status. Finally, you arrive at the Brahma, absolute reality. It's only Brahma. These are generally, we use Karanakarya Prakriya, Adhyara Papavada Prakriya, to say that the entire universe is Brahma. All that here is only Brahma. To say that Bhuma, which you are talking about, is what? The whole Jagat is that Bhuma only. We always use these prakriyas. But in this Upanishad, in this chapter, our Sanat Kumaraha does not use anything. He skips all these steps. He simply says in one sentence. Now what he says? the whole jagat, all that is here is the Bhuma which is under discussion now. The whole universe is Bhuma. One sentence straightaway is gone. The whole universe is Bhuma. Entire cosmos is Bhuma. And this is called, this sentence, when you say the whole universe is Bhuma, this statement is called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Or Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Or Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. If you take it as a feminine word, Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Take the word Badha as Badha, then Badha Samanadhikaranyam. What does it mean here? In fact, it's a Badha Bodhaka Samanadhikaranyam. And you say the whole universe is Brahma means what? It is like saying, snake is rope. Snake is rope. When you say, in that sentence, snake is resolved, sublated in the rope. Snake is negated in the rope. The negation of snake, sublation of snake, resolution of snake, in the discovery, the wake of the knowledge of the rope is called what? Resolving, sublating, negating rope in the snake is called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. It's called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam, which means there are two different locations are not there. Where the rope is the locus for the rope, rope is the locus for the snake also. Samanadhikaranyam. See clear now? Which means for two things, rope and the snake, locations are not two. Samanam. One and the same locus. Which means one has to be negated, one has to be detained. What is understood now? Rope is revealed through the negation of the snake. You go near, see the rope, discover the rope, snake is not there. You resolve the snake cognitively in the rope. The cognitively resolving this snake in the rope, thereby seeing again confirmed rope alone is called what? Bodhaka. Isn't it? Revealing the rope through the negation of the snake in the rope is called what? Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Badha means negation, sublation. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Got it now? What is Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam? We're negating it. One is resolved in the other. Which means there is no universe. There is no matter at all. There's only consciousness. You are negating the very matter. There's no matter at all. There's no snake at all. There's only rope. There's no matter at all. There's only consciousness. When you say, it is called what? Sublation. There's only what? Negation of the negation. Better word is sublation. Okay? The sublation of the snake in the rope. So there's no jagat. There's no jagat means what? There's no jagat means there's no matter at all. It's only consciousness. Is it clear now what is Badhayam? Badha means negation, sublation. So in the perception of a wise person, there is only Bhuma. Okay, that which is the universe is Bhuma for a wise person. That which is Bhuma for a wise person is Jagat for an Ajnani, for a ignorant person. Is it clear now? The same thing is too pursued in two different ways. Wise person sees the whole jagat as bhuma. And Ajnani sees the whole jagat as jagat. So that which is bhuma for a wise person is jagat for the ignorant person. That which is jagat for the ignorant person is a bhuma for the wise person. Please understand technical term. Badha samanadi karanyam. Badha bodhaka samanadi karanyam. In grammar, madhyama padalopi samasaha. Okay? Badha bodhaka samanadi karanyam. Badayam samanadi karanyam means initially you see, isn't it? Where do you resolve the snake? Do you kill the snake there? Do you need to chase the snake away? No. Just a snake, there is no snake at all. When do you say that? In the wake of the knowledge of the rope, you say there is only rope. Snake, where has it gone? Resolved, negated, sublated. It's called what? Badhayam samanadhi karanyam. This is a statement. The same way, the whole jagat is Brahma idam sarvam bhumayeva. Bhumayeva means what? It's called badhayam samanadhi karanyam. You highlight, you reveal Brahman to the negation of jagat. Though no matter. The same way, that first he is going to say that. Then after having said that, okay, now jagat has been settled. Now the inert objective universe, the material universe, the matter is consciousness. There is no matter at all other than consciousness. There is no Bhuma vyatirikta prapanchaha nasti. Chaitanya vyatirikta matter nasti. Okay? There is no matter other than consciousness. There is no jagat other than bhuma. It's fine. Now comes, okay, we have resolved, negated what? The inert objective universe or negated as Brahma. I don't do it, okay? He's going to do that. I'm just, before going to the text, I'm preparing you for the next session. What about the conscious jiva? See, between the Brahman, Bhuma, the consciousness, and the inert objective universe, there is a bhedaha. Between Bhuma and Jagat, what is the bhedaha? Vijatiya bhedaha. Between consciousness, Brahman, Bhuma, and the Jagat, the inert objective universe, there is a Vijatiya Bheda. Why? This is inert universe, that is consciousness. Two different Vijatiya Bheda. Different Jati. So inert Jati, inertness, it is consciousness. It's called Vijatiya Bheda between consciousness, Brahman, and the universe. By resolving it, what have you done now? You have removed the difference. So there is no matter at all. There is only consciousness. Means this Vijatiya Bheda between consciousness Brahman and the inert objective universe is resolved by saying what? This entire universe is Bhuma Brahma. Okay. Now between the Jiva and Brahma, there is no sajatiya bheda, there is no vijatiya bheda. No way. Jiva is also consciousness. Conscious jiva. Brahman also is consciousness. Bhuma is consciousness. Same. There is no sajatiya. Because still what? Still I am different. Reality is different. A difference is there. Between conscious jiva and Brahma, Bhuma, there is sajatiya bheda. Internal difference. And between the Brahma and the Jagat, there is Vijatiya Bheda. So when you say the whole Jagat is Brahma, that difference is negated. Isn't it? Vijatiya Bheda is negated. what do you have to say now? Jiva is also Brahma, you have to say. And here we say Jiva is also Brahma. It means Aham Api Brahma. And this, when you say Aham Brahma, I am not two different things. I am consciousness, that is conscious, I am one. The two entities are of the same description. They are one, two entities of which are of the same description, constitute one and the same. Therefore, this is called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. I will stop here. Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. So, Jiva Brahma. Aikyam is called what? Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. It is a Jiva is Brahma. Okay? The Jiva is also not something different from Brahma. Jiva is Brahma means Tattvamasi Mahavakyam does that. You are that Brahman means what? That is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Why? There are two. Jiva and Ishvara are not two. I want essentially same. So Jiva Brahma Aikyam is called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. And so now Badha Samanadhikaranyam, Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam, Jiva Samanadhikaranyam. There you are negating it, you are resolving it here. Don't worry, I have not yet gone to the text, I'm only introducing the topic. Before going to the mantra, I'm preparing you for the mantra because this is the crux verse of the Upanishad. You know, this is the verse. 24 and 25 are the two important mantra which present the entire Vedantic teaching in so much. So I'm preparing you for, before even I go to the text mantra, I want to understand all these things. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Why Aikyam? Because Jiva is also conscious being. Bhuma is also conscious being. They're one and the same. They were Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Whereas matter is of the nature of inertness. It is Sajatiya Bheda is resolved. When Jiva is Brahman, when you say, Sajatiya Bheda is resolved. Jagat is Brahma, when you say, Vijatiya Bheda is resolved. And Brahman by itself is what? Of the nature of divisionlessness. So first when you understood the definition of Brahman, you resolved what? Swagata Bheda. So Vijatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Swagata Bheda, Rahitam, Rahitaha Bhuma. Only when you say, you get what? Non-duality of the reality. Only then you can understand the secondlessness of Brahman, Bhuma. If you don't resolve the Jagat and Jiva, there'll be Dvaitam. There's something other than Brahma. Second thing other than Brahma is there. And there is no moksha. There is bondage. For we want non-dual, secondless, only reality. Wherein I can resolve my identity, individuality. I can resolve the whole Jagat also. Secondlessness, secondless, non-dual, secondlessness of reality has to be established. Non-duality of the reality has to be established. Oneness of the reality has to be arrived at. Only then there is moksha. Isn't it? Therefore, between the Brahman and the Jagat, there is a Vijatiya Bheda. Because Brahman is Bhuma, is consciousness. And Jagat is what? Inert matter. So, now this difference has to be resolved. Oh no, by saying there is no matter at all. It's only consciousness. What is Samanadhikaranyam? Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. But only through negation, you reveal what? The reality. And here, Jiva is conscious being, Brahman is conscious being, but they are not two, one. ఇక్కడ ఐక్య సమానాధికరణ్యం. బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జగన్ మిథ్య జీవో బ్రహ్మైవ నాపరః. నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ వెన్ యూ కమ్ బ్యాక్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. జీ బాధాయాం సమానాధికరణ్యం. ఎగ్జాంపుల్ రోప్ స్నేక్. ద నెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఐక్య సమానాధికరణ్యం. డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ దట్. But this Upanishad is so own way of presenting it. How it presents the Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. How it resolves the whole Jagat is Brahma. How Jiva is also Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. There is no Jagat, there is no Jiva, only Brahma. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Bhedaha is relatively real. And absolutely not real. Vyavaharikam Satyam. బట్ పారమార్థిక నా పారమార్థిక సత్యం. సర్వం బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ వాట్ పారమార్థికం సత్యం. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? టుడే ఐ కెన్ ఓన్లీ ప్రిపేర్ యూ ఫార్ ది నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర. వాస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఐ రిపీట్ టర్మ్స్ సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో డిఫరెన్స్. నౌ దీస్ See, I taught about this different many times before. What is that? Vijatiya Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Swagata Bhedaha. All they explained many times in the class earlier. Today I didn't go to the details, okay? Doesn't matter. Next class I'll explain the difference also. Everything will come next class. So in this mantra, 25th section, first mantra, both are done here. No? Negation of Jiva, resolution of Jiva and negation of Jagat, both are done in the one mantra. He just puts it very beautifully. As I told you, these steps are missed in the Karyakarana Prakriya. Always we use this Adhyarupapada method. Take the Jagat as Karyam, then present the Brahman as Karanam, and then you say what? Jagat is. And then what is made of? What is Jagat? Jagat is Brahma. Then finally you say what? Oh, there's no Jagat, there's only Brahma. Then you say, okay, causal status also you negate. One more thing I want to tell, important thing. Can you resolve, can you negate Jiva? Tell me, can you negate Jiva? You cannot negate Jiva. Why? Jiva is non-negatable. Non-negatable Jiva cannot be negated. Isn't it? Because Jiva is Brahma. Jivatvam will be negated. Jiva status will be negated. When you resolve the Jiva in Brahma, you resolve, negate the Jiva status. Okay, we'll see in the next class.